Hello and welcome to the Bible teaching ministry of Rabbi Schneider here on Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and for the next 25 minutes, we're going to be learning more about Jesus' death and resurrection. Did you know the same spirit that parted the Red Sea and raised Jesus from the dead is also at work in you today? It's true, and today Rabbi Schneider is taking us on a journey through the Passover story to explain why this holy day is important in the lives of modern believers. If you'd like to take notes on this lesson, you'll find Rabbi's study guide online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Now let's get started. Here's Rabbi.
Many of us, when we study scripture, without realizing it, we're studying it historically. We're thinking back in time as to what God did for his chosen people, to the patriarchs, or even how he worked in the lives of the apostles. But we don't recognize sometimes, as fully as we ought, how the same Spirit that redeemed Israel out of Egypt, the same Spirit that parted the Red Sea, in fact, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is at work in your life and my life today in present form. You see, the truth is, if you look at your life, if you're really clinging to God every day, if you're talking to Him all the time, you're being transformed. You're not the same person this year that you were last year. You're not even the same person this month as you were last month. Why? Because the same Spirit that delivered Israel out of Egypt is transforming you. We're talking today, beloved, about Passover in the present. What I want to do is I want to begin by laying the solid foundation of the historical narrative. I want to just review today what God did for his chosen people, his first covenant people, 3,500 years ago. And then what I want to do is to apply the lessons that we can learn from that story to our life today and recognize once again that the same Spirit that was with Moses is with you in present tense. We know the story, most of us. Israel found themselves enslaved in Egypt. This was actually prophesied years before by the Lord to Abraham. And sure enough, the prophecy came true. When Israel found themselves in Egypt, where originally they were welcomed there, but eventually, when a new Pharaoh arose, he became threatened by Israel's fruitfulness and began to subject them to slavery and to oppress them. It's interesting, by the way, that the same thing that happened to Israel 3,500 years ago in Egypt, where they began to prosper in Egypt, and as a result of them prospering, Pharaoh or the government became threatened by Israel. And so he, in response to that fear of them, began to subject them to slavery. It's interesting that that same phenomenon has repeated itself over and over and over in history, almost wherever Jewish people have gone. They went to different countries in Europe. They began to prosper there. And all of a sudden, what happened? The government reacted. They said, these Jews are going to take over. And as a result of that, they were persecuted. It was very similar to what happened to Israel in Egypt. And so Israel is there in Egypt. Pharaoh becomes threatened. He begins to oppress them. They're slaves there for 430 years. Finally, we know the story. The Lord says to Moses, I've heard the cry of my people. Here they were. They had already been slaves for approximately 400 years. And then the Lord says to Moses, after the 400 years, I've heard the cry of my people, and I've come down to deliver them. And in my puny human nature, I've often asked myself, Father, thank you that you heard their pleas. But what about the people that died before you rescued them? And it's just kind of an interesting phenomenon that the Lord was hearing, and he cared, and he had compassion, but he waited 400 years until he acted. And that's a bit of a mystery. And I don't understand the mystery, why the Lord didn't just immediately, as soon as Pharaoh started to mistreat Israel, why the Lord didn't immediately crush the forces of the Egyptians. And the only thing that we can say is, when we don't understand God's ways, we have to trust his heart. God had a purpose in it, and he did respond. And so he spoke to Moses, and he said, I'm going to use you to deliver my people out of Egypt. They're my people, and I want you to bring them to a place in the wilderness where they'll be able to worship me and sacrifice to me. We know the story. Moses goes before Pharaoh. He says, the Lord says, let my people go. And Pharaoh scoffed at him. Pharaoh resisted. As a result of that, 10 huge plagues fell upon the Egyptian people. The plagues got worse and worse and worse. Finally, after the 10th plague, Pharaoh said, okay, that's enough. Go, get out of here. And as soon as Israel left Egypt, it wasn't long before Pharaoh changed his mind and he ordered his people to begin to pursue Israel to bring them back. What's interesting to me about that is it is symbolic what happened to Pharaoh when he changed his mind. The truth that we need to understand from this is that is how Satan is. Satan only understands, beloved one, one thing, power. You see, Pharaoh said, okay, let them go, when God's power was so heavy that Pharaoh had no choice. When Pharaoh lost his own firstborn son, and all the other Egyptian families in Egypt lost their firstborn son, the power of God caused Pharaoh to drop to his knee. But as soon as the plague lifted, Pharaoh was right back where he used to be. He wanted to go get Israel and bring them back to slavery. Satan only understands power. And this is what we see in Pharaoh. As soon as the power was off, as soon as there was no more plague, bam, he's right back in that same satanic nature, that same satanic heart that he had been in, pursuing and oppressing God's people. So you need to understand, beloved, that Satan is never going to understand you in the sense of showing compassion to you. Satan is never going to have empathy for you. Satan will never respond to your reason. The only thing that the powers of darkness respond to is power and truth. And what this means is that if you and I are going to be free, we're going to have to learn how to take authority in the power of the truth to subdue the powers of darkness, because they will not submit to us or to the lordship of God's Spirit in our lives any other way. They will not feel sorry for you. And they will not stop tormenting you or I until we make them. And so the story goes on in Egypt. Israel has left. They're on their way towards the promised land. Now, once again, Pharaoh had changed his mind, so the Egyptians are hot behind them. Israel is moving forward. They come to the Sea of Reeds or the Red Sea, and now they're trapped. The huge sea's in front of them. They can't swim across. They can't go backward. Why? Because Pharaoh and the armies are behind them. So what happens? God puts a barrier between the Egyptians and his people Israel, and he says to Moses, what are you doing? Stretch your staff over the sea. And Moses stretches his staff over the sea, and the sea parts. This, beloved, is a symbol of the rapture. Why is it a symbol of the rapture? The 10 plagues had already hit Egypt. Israel was still in Egypt. Just as the church will be in the world, as I've said many times, through much of the tribulation, it's only when the final wrath of God is poured out. God took his people through the sea, and then he poured out his final wrath on the Egyptians by drowning them as they tried to follow Israel through the sea. Likewise, the church will be in the world through much of the tribulation that's described in the book of Revelation, and it's only before the bowls of wrath are poured out, which are the last seven judgments, it's only right before that God will take his people out of the world, then he will pour out his final wrath upon the world, even as he closed the sea upon the Egyptians and drowned them once and for all.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. But first, let's check out a new way you can connect with the ministry.
Start every day with a faith boost. Be equipped to overcome your obstacles and challenges by beginning each morning with an anointed word from Rabbi, sent directly to your inbox. To start receiving yours, simply go to rabbidevotion.com.
Discovering the Jewish Jesus could not accomplish its mission without partners like you.
Together, we are preparing men and women for the soon return of Jesus. So please stop by our website to give a one-time donation or to partner with us on a monthly basis. Through your simple act of generosity, you are making an impact. Go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com or call 800-777-7835. And now, with the conclusion of today's message, here is Rabbi Schneider.
This is Passover present because you and I are moving into an age where the plagues that are coming upon the world will continue to increase. We're going to have more problems with climate control. We're going to have more problems with depression. We're going to have more problems with suicide. We're going to have more problems with rogue countries getting their hands on nuclear weapons. We're going to have more problems with censorship and Christians and biblical values being censored. The problems will continue to increase. The judgments of God will continue to increase. But finally, what's going to happen is before God is about to release His undiluted wrath upon the world, He is going to redeem His church out of the world in what is called the rapture, and we are moving presently towards the rapture. And so the story continues. Israel gets to the other side. God said to them, "You're never going to see your enemy again." He drowned them all in the sea. But before I move forward, I want to take a few steps backward and talk about when the Lord delivered His people out of Egypt, how did He do it? Through the blood of the Passover lamb. God spoke to Moses and He said to him, "I want you to tell my people, every family, to take a lamb, an unblemished male lamb." Then they were to examine the lamb, make sure that it was unblemished. The lamb actually lived with them. And then after the lamb had spent time with the family inspected it, saw that it was unblemished. Each family then took the lamb, put it to death, and then they took the blood of the lamb and put it on the doorpost and lintels of their doorframe. But wait a second. Let's think about it. They took the unblemished lamb that had become one of their own family because the lamb had lived with them before they sacrificed it. They had to eat the lamb. And when the lamb was slaughtered before being prepared, it wasn't just that the father took the lamb behind his house in private where the children or wife couldn't see because it was too gruesome for them to see. No, instead what happened is everybody in Israel, every family member had to take a part in putting that lamb that was going to save them to death. The entire family, every Israelite family, every family member had to take part in putting that lamb that was going to be their redemption to death. Think about that. It speaks about Jesus who became one of us. Just as that ancient Passover lamb was living with the family before He was sacrificed, so Jesus came to live amongst us. And then what happened? Was it just the Romans that put Him to death? Was it just the Pharisees that put Him to death? No. It was each one. You and I put Him to death. Even as every member of each Israelite family had to take part in playing the role of putting that ancient lamb to death before they slaughtered it and prepared it and ate it, so too, beloved, it was your sin that put Jesus on the cross. Jesus said, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down by my own initiative for the sin of the world." It was my sin. It was our sin that put Jesus on that cross. When they put that spear in His side, and the blood flowed out, that spear represented my sin and your sin. It was our sin. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by His chastisement, we are healed. Passover present, Passover now. This Jesus that I speak of, He's with you right where you're at. He feels your very breath. He's in your every thought. In other words, every thought that you think is present to Him. He's with us now, this Redeemer of the world. So every Israelite family, going back to the ancient story, put that lamb to death. It was one of them. Then they had to eat him. Jesus said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in yourself." Of course, some have taken this to be that we're supposed to drink the literal blood of Jesus and eat his flesh literally. This, for example, is the doctrine of the Catholic Church. As Protestants or evangelicals, we don't believe that we're literally drinking Jesus' physical blood in taking the Lord's Supper. We believe Jesus was telling us of partaking of him spiritually. God is spirit. Jesus is spirit. Jesus said, my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, are spirit and life. But every day we need to be receiving Jesus in the spirit, taking his flesh, drinking his blood in the spirit. And when we take communion or the Lord's Supper, which was actually part of the Passover meal, did you know that? The Lord's Supper or communion was part of the Passover meal that Jesus celebrated with his disciples immediately before going to the cross. Every time we take the Lord's Supper or communion, we're taking of the Passover lamb. We're eating his flesh. We're drinking his blood. We're taking him into ourself by drawing him into our soul through our desire to have him in our life. And as we open our heart up to him, beloved, by talking to him, by sharing our heart with him, by asking him to come in, we fulfill Jesus' words when he said this, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock in the book of Revelation. If you'll open the door and invite me in, I'm going to come in and fellowship with you, sup with you, and we'll have fellowship and life together. So Jesus, the Passover Lamb, is present every day. He's waiting. He's knocking, waiting for us to invite him into our life. He's given us free will. He loves us. He's right here. But we have a free will. We have to respond and share our life with him and receive him. I want you to think about this. The Israelites then, they took that lamb, going back to the narrative. They put that lamb to death. Then they took the blood of the lamb and put it on their doorpost. You see, it wasn't just enough that the lamb was sacrificed and its blood was shed. It wasn't enough that when that ancient Passover lamb's blood was shed and collected in the basin, the Israelite then had to carry that blood that was in the basin and put it on the doorpost and the lintels of their door frame. In other words, it needed to be applied to each one of their lives. And then they would go in their home, and when the angel of judgment or the angel of death moved through the land of Egypt, he passed over every home that was marked by the blood of the Passover lamb. But get my words, it wasn't enough for the blood of the lamb to be shed for God's people. They had to personally take that blood and apply it over their lives by putting it on the door frame of their home. The Bible says, we're saved by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. We must take his blood and apply it to our lives by identifying with Jesus. How do we apply his blood to our life? By identifying with him, by loving him, by thanking him for what he's done for us, by believing in what he's done for us, by believing Jesus' words when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but through me. And so as we celebrate Passover present, I want to ask you today, are you clinging to God in the now? He that's born of God overcomes the world. This Passover season is a mark season, and it could be marked for you if you and I will yield to the ever-living Lamb of God, surrendering to him in every area of our heart, inviting him in, fellowshipping with him, and walking with him all through life. You will be delivered just like ancient Israel was.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. And to learn more about this daily Bible teaching program or to discover more about our teacher, Rabbi Schneider, just head on over to our website. You'll find us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Well, as we learned today, Passover, which begins April the 5th at sunset, is vital in the lives of believers today because it celebrates the Passover lamb, which is Jesus. But not many believers today understand Passover and the rich history and heritage of this biblical holiday. And that's why this ministry is so important. Rabbi helps people all over the world understand how the Old and New Testament fit together like a hand in a glove. And he breaks down all the nuances around these special set-apart days, which make it more palatable and easy to digest. And if you'd like to learn more about these special biblical holy days, then just go online to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And while you're on our website, would you prayerfully consider how you can partner with us this year? Here's Rabbi to tell us more.
Well, I'm confident, beloved ones, that today's broadcast was helpful to you and strengthens you, because nothing strengthens the soul more than knowing about the precious blood of King Yeshua. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And the word of our testimony is connected to our faith in the Lamb of God. As we celebrate this Passover season, I just wanted to give you an opportunity, those of you whose soul is being moved by the Holy Spirit, if you'd like to present a special Passover offering to the Lord through this ministry, I just want to say thank you in advance, those of you that do, for your help. It's only because of you that I'm able to broadcast the good news of the Lamb of God all over the world through television, the radio, internet, and the places that we travel to the world on the ground. Because of your love and financial support, lives are being saved, people are being changed, and the kingdom of God is being built.
To support this ministry with a special love offering, visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com or give us a call. One of our team members will be happy to explain the process by which you can donate. It's simple and easy, and all you have to do is dial 800-777-7835, or you can send your donation in the mail to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. And you know, we are so grateful for your financial gifts and your prayers, and we can't thank you enough for enabling us to share God's message around the world. As a token of our appreciation for your financial gifts, we'll send you the latest copy of our newsletter. It's filled with exclusive content, ministry updates, and there's even a letter from Rabbi's wife, Cynthia. Rabbi and Cynthia have such a heart to reach those who don't yet know they've been chosen by God, so please reach out today. And then if you would like to get a fresh dose of inspiration and encouragement each week, be sure to sign up to receive our Seeds of Revelation devotional. This free weekly email is delivered automatically each Friday to your email inbox. So sign up when you visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And right now, let's wrap up today's message with a special blessing from Rabbi.
What I love about the Aaronic blessing is that it did not originate with man. The words actually proceeded from the very essence of God himself. The blessing comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 6. So listen to these words and receive the blessing of the Lord into your life today.
Yavarechecha Yahweh vayishmarecha. Ya'er Yahweh panav elecha vihunecha. Yisa Yahweh panav elecha ve'asem lecha. Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with his countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you, and shalom.
If you'd like more information about Discovering the Jewish Jesus, visit our website at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. You'll find our broadcast schedule, teaching notes, and so much more.
I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Be sure to join us again tomorrow when Rabbi Schneider continues sharing the truth about Passover. That's coming up Tuesday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.